This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, it is Tom Chenault, it's Adrian Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, and we are so super pumped because we've got Kim Kiyosaki, and I have known this woman a long time. She's my favorite of the Kiyosakis by a long shot, and I love this woman. Don't tell anybody else that it might have the same last name, but you are a rock star, Kim. What do you think, Adrian?
I totally agree, and this is such an exciting show. I'm really happy.
Yeah, I am too. Kim, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. So happy to be here, Tom and Adrian. I've been looking forward to this because it's been a while since you and I have talked, and I always get very uplifted after spending some time with you.
Yeah, and you stole the show at GoPro, and that was really, really cool. Everybody loves you. And they all go, how on earth, Tom, do you know somebody like Kim Kiyosaki? I go, because of J.W. Wilson. J.W. Wilson? I go, yeah, he was this maniac that played rugby with Robert in Hawaii. They literally grew up together. Yeah. They're still dear friends, and I want to show J.W.'s book, because he finally, after 30 years,
after 30 years,
729-page manifesto done, and people are literally freaking out about it. So if you get a chance, it's called Cracking the Learning Code. Go get it. You'll love it. But enough about him. Let's talk about you, Kim. What are you doing with your life these days?
Life is great. I have to tell you, I mean, the whole pandemic, whatever you call it, it's turned our world upside down by no means. It's changed a lot of things. It's going to continue to change things. But what I found very inspiring was when it hit, all of a sudden people were home. I thought people were just watching Netflix and all, but actually a lot of them were studying, and our board game sales and our book sales and all of our programs were selling like crazy because people were actually taking the time and getting themselves educated. And that was very, very exciting. And that momentum has not slowed down.
Your game, cash flow,
yes,
has been around for a very, very long time. I went and grabbed, we've got three games here at the office because we have actual cash flow parties. But then I was humbled to know that I have a dinosaur version of the game, and they have really, really upgraded it. And you people are going to absolutely faint at what they have in store for you. It is something that's so important. Nobody knows anything about money. And they keep saying, we need to teach our kids about money. No, we need to teach our parents about money, ourselves about money, and our kids about money. Right, Kim?
Perfect. Absolutely. You know, and a lot of people don't know the cash flow game was the very first product that Robert and I created at the Rich Dad company. Rich Dad Poor Dad was started as a brochure to promote the game. So that was the very first product. And as you know, Tom and Adrian, the purpose of an entrepreneur is to solve a problem. And exactly to your point, the problem we saw was that there was no financial education in schools globally. And so we took on the task of bringing financial education to as many people as possible around the world. And it started with the cash flow game behind me.
Wow. And so what's this new global process that you're going to roll out? What's that look like?
Yeah, this is, I'm so excited because we've been working on this for, well, the actual product for 2 years, and we're launching it in 2 to 3 months. We have, long ago, the New York Times, I think it was back in 2000, 2002, was doing a story on the cash flow game, and the journalist called and said, do you know you have a 1,000 member cash flow club here in New York? And we're like, what? And she goes, oh, yeah, you have one in London, you have one in Singapore. I'm like, what? And so we started researching this, and we found 3,500 cash flow clubs all over the world. And these were people, it could be 4 people, it could be 4,000 people, getting together on a regular basis to play the cash flow game and teach one another financial literacy. And so this is something very near and dear to my heart. So we are launching a global initiative where we have a very robust platform. It will mimic the game online, and people will go to these cash flow clubs and they can play the game online or they can play it in person. We're going to be giving them resources and tools and videos and education, but anybody around the world can find a cash flow club, join in a game, play anytime, anywhere. And this is, so this kind of brings it full circle for me. Because we started with the cash flow game, now we've got this global initiative that's going to take it even to places Robert and I could never ever get to. So I'm thrilled.
In what year did the cash flow game get born?
1996.
Okay, so 1996 was 26 years ago, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you've aged 26 years since then. So you are a different human being today than you were 26 years ago. You've got different priorities. And you're looking at life a lot differently. And I think primarily because of COVID and this introspection that people have had to face with being home and going, is this all there is? I'm locked in my home. I'm with a husband or a wife that I'm not even sure I like anymore. Isn't this a great opportunity for especially women to seize their power and go out there and really grab the brass ring?
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more, Tom. You know, if you look at what's happened, we're in an emergency. But you look at the root word of emergency is emerge.
Yeah.
So people have an opportunity, to, exactly as you're saying, they can either hide under the bed and go, oh, woe is me, or they can look at this and go, oh, my gosh, this might be the greatest opportunity for me to go do something different. And that's what I'm seeing a lot of women right now. A lot of women are starting to step up and go, well, wait a minute. I could do something. I can do this. I could do that. And now everything is by Zoom. So many of us are working from home. It's just a different world. And there's so many opportunities for women when it comes to money, when it comes to business. I think women are fantastic entrepreneurs. I know they're fantastic investors. And all it takes, it really is not rocket science. It takes some financial education. It takes time. It takes practice. But it's so doable, and I'm really inspired by the number of women I'm seeing stepping up and taking a lead, because I think today more than ever we need strong role models, and I love it when I see strong female role models stepping up.
Well, you remind me, you know, Oprah Winfrey, I'm a big fan of Oprah, and I love teachers, so both of those are good. And I love you, and I think you two are the forefront of this movement of people that are finally realizing, number one, early on, you guys said, grab your power. There is no way on earth that you should have that subservient job. But now we've gone one step further, and people are literally quitting their jobs and becoming entrepreneurs and going out and building, you know, Marina Wari, I think about her a little bit too.
Yeah. Oh,
she's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And we need more leaders like you. And how do they do that? I mean, where does this all come from? Where does it evolve from and to?
Yeah, well, I always have said you start small. And I think the solution, and I've always thought the solution to solve, you know, the problems in the U.S., the problems in the world, I always thought entrepreneurship was a great solution, because governments are not doing anything to help us. And jobs are, as a lot of people found out, your safe, secure job was anything but safe and secure. So I really think if you want to take control, it is in entrepreneurship and it is in financial education. And I think, you know, if you look at the trends that are happening, and some people think trends are like something like a science, they're really not. I look out my window and what do you see? You see FedEx trucks, you see UPS trucks, you see everybody wants everything delivered. You look at the education system. It's a mess. People are don't know what to do with their kids. They don't want a mask. They don't want this. They're keeping their kids at home. Teachers are more in need than ever. I think if you can crack the education code, the school code, set up charter schools or homeschool or whatever it is, there's another way to educate, and we're doing a lot of it online. So I just see that there's so many opportunities if you look at the trends. I was driving down to my office the other day, Tom and Adrian, and I look at the U-Haul store, okay? And there's this massive migration trend happening right all over the U.S. And in Arizona, where I am, everybody's moving in. All the Californians are moving in. And the U-Haul truck lot was packed. And I'm like, that's a trend. So it doesn't take a lot to see what's happening. You go to Home Depot or Lowe's, and it's packed because everybody's into their do-it-yourself and you know, upgrade your home and all of this. So you just look around your area and you'll see these trends, and you just ask yourself, what is it I could offer that would fit this trend? And now with the internet and being able to deliver things worldwide, I just think there's just so much opportunity. Just start small and just get started. Just start.
Love that. Well, so I'm curious your thoughts too, because one of the things that the data is showing is, you know, in this great resignation, in this huge workforce, you know, there's a major workforce dropout happening, right? Yes. And women are overrepresented in that great resignation, and it would seem part of that is that the pressure is maybe going disproportionately to women to be the one to backstop families with all the craziness that's happening in the world. And so how can women either support each other, or how can, like, where's the opportunity inside that, even as these women are having to put forth these heroic efforts to just kind of keep their families on track through such a choppy time?
Yeah, great question, Adrian. I just want to make one point too. There was some studies that have come out, and one was a study on this, it's a sporting goods manufacturing place. I think it was in Alabama or Arkansas. And it was a plant that grandfathers, fathers, sons had all worked at all their lives. And all the jobs all of a sudden went to Mexico. Only 10% of the jobs stayed in, let's say it was Arkansas. Well, the guys were all laid off all of a sudden.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And we're back. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. We are having an amazing conversation with Kim Kiyosaki. And we were talking just before the break about women in the workforce and this kind of rising up of supporting their families, finding new ways to do that. And Kim, I want to let you kind of finish that thought. And so take it away.
Yeah, there was one other idea I had because some people know that I wasn't fired once. From my first job out of college, I was fired twice. So after I was fired the second time, I started looking at, I think I need to do something different in my life. And I knew I wanted my own job, my own business. I wanted my own business because I didn't do well as an entrepreneur. But my segue into that was in a network marketing company. And I think network marketing, and for women, this is really important too, because what it did for me in that year of network marketing, I learned more about sales. I learned more about business. If you didn't sell, you didn't eat. I learned communication skills. And it was a great way to understand the world of business. And when we're talking about, you know, communities getting together, in network marketing, one of the most important things you have are you have mentors who have done what you want to do, and you have a group of like-minded people who have similar aspirations. And it's just a great way. If it's a good company, you've got to do your homework because there's good companies and bad companies. But if you get a company that's really dedicated to your education and to growing the individual, I think that can be a huge, huge resource for somebody in the world of business.
That's so huge. And it's really a perfect segue to where I wanted to go next, which is the importance of connection and mentorship and communities. You talked about that. How can maybe an aspiring woman, somebody who is getting started and saying, I need to make a change in my life. I need to change the course of my family's direction. How can they reach out and connect with others to help them start that journey?
Yeah, that's a great question because if there is any shortcut at all to the world of entrepreneurship, it's with a mentor. Because they've walked the talk, you know, we talk about you have real teachers and you have fake teachers. So a fake teacher is somebody, right? We've all seen them. They're somebody that's going to tell you what to do, but they've never done it themselves. But a real teacher is somebody who is doing what they are talking about, who's doing it every day, who's living it, breathing it. So, for example, all of our rich dad advisors on stocks, real estate, taxes, sales, they all do it every single day. And what I have found when I was starting out, I would find somebody who was doing what I wanted to do, say it's an entrepreneur, and I would just say, can I just have an hour of your time? And a true entrepreneur, as I said earlier, they really want to support up-and-coming entrepreneurs, because I think we all believe this is the way for freedom. Being an entrepreneur gives you so much more freedom. But I think people are sometimes, especially women, are sometimes afraid to ask. You know, and I, when people come up to me, and I'm not recommending this today, but when somebody comes up to me and says, can I just have a little bit of time? I just have a couple of questions. I am usually more than happy to give them some support. I want people to do well. That's why the three of us, what we do. We want people to succeed. We want them to be successful. So don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to ask people.
Yeah.
For advice.
I love that. And you're right. I think it's mentorship, and it's really just relationships, right? Like the shortcuts are not actually shortcuts. They're just, they're resources that are available to you that so many people get stuck on trying to do it themselves, or trying to figure out on the internet the right way to do it, or buy the course or whatever. And if you can work through the power of the people around you, that can become this sort of like multiplication force on your speed and your learning curve, right?
Oh, absolutely. I just give thanks all the time to the people that I've surrounded myself with. And one thing I want is I want people that are very positive, realistic, not woohoo, but realistic, but positive, because there's enough negativity in the world. And talking about mentors, Adrian, I mean, I have fitness mentor, I have an investment mentor, I have a business mentor, I have a spiritual mentor. All the time. I don't know how people succeed. Look at I love to play golf, and you look at the best golfers in the world. They have coaches every single day. So to think if you want to stay small as a business person, you don't need mentors, really. I mean, if you really want to just get to a certain level, but if you want to keep growing and keep learning, I think it's imperative that you have mentors. Imperative. Robert and I, there was no way we would be where we are today without the people around us, the mentorship we've had, the advisors we've had. There was no way we would be close to where we are today.
And what I love about that is you've admitted it. From day one, you have said you've got to build that team. A lot of people have taken that idea and really made it their idea. But you guys were talking about it at the very beginning days of Rich Dad Poor Dad. We're going to take a break. We're coming back right after this. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is reportedly planning today to evacuate the embassy in Ukraine, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning a Russian invasion of Ukraine is now looking more and more imminent.
We don't know whether President Putin has made that decision. But we do know that he has put in place the capacity to act on very short notice.
The Pentagon announcing yesterday another 3,000 U.S. combat troops are going to Poland, joining 1,700 already assembling there as a demonstration of American commitment to NATO allies who are worried at the prospect of Russia invading Ukraine. Dozens of demonstrators still protesting at a busy border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. Canadian truckers still protesting Canada's new rule requiring them to be fully vaccinated when crossing the U.S. border. And this is USA Radio News. The nation's highest court rejecting a request from a group of New York City public school teachers who were hoping the court would block the city's vaccine mandate. Those teachers making the request after not receiving a religious exemption. Justice Sonia Sotomayor rejected that request with no explanation, but she also rejected an earlier challenge to the mandate, the appeal claiming the vaccine mandate violates religious freedom. Opening statements are expected to begin on Monday in the hate crime case against three men who killed Ahmaud Arbery. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says Judge Lisa Godby Wood has announced that she has found 64 people deemed to serve as impartial jurors. On Monday, the pool will be narrowed down to 12. The father and son, Greg and Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan have already been convicted of Aubrey's murder. They have all pleaded not guilty to the federal hate crime charges. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back here on the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault and the amazing, one-of-a-kind Kim Kiyosaki. And just before the break, we were talking about the Rich Dad Advisors, and that's something that I think has been there almost since the beginning. And so I actually wanted to learn a little bit about how that came to be. But that's become such an integral part of who Rich Dad is, and it's bigger than just you. It's bigger than just Robert. It's this team of people. And so how did you come to realize that your power was greater by bringing this incredible group of people around you?
That's a great question. Because, Adrian, when we started, when Robert and I started, it was just me and Robert before the Rich Dad Company. It was just me and Robert. But the first person, and if you're starting in business, I'm going to make a recommendation. The very first person we brought on our team was a bookkeeper. And her name was Betty. Betty the bookkeeper. No, not kidding. Betty the bookkeeper. But what was so important about Betty is that when we had, truth was, we had more money going out than was coming in at the time. She held us accountable, and she sat down with me twice a month, and she would make me look at the numbers. And we like to lie to ourselves about our money. Oh, no, we're making more money than that. Oh, no, we don't spend that much money. Well, when she held my foot to the fire, and she's like, this is where you are today. And because she held me accountable and showed me the facts, it allowed me to get from where we were to where we wanted to go. Because you can't get to where you want to go if you don't know where you are. So they, the bookkeeper, was the first person. And then the team, the Rich Dad Advisors today are not the team, of course, that we started with. Because as we grew, as we became more successful, as we became more knowledgeable, we needed advisors that were always a step ahead of us.
Yeah.
And so the team evolved, and we had to kiss a lot of frogs to find the princes and princesses. But the team now, they are our true advisors. We would not be here without them. They've saved us tons of money and mistakes. They've made us a lot of money. We have Rich Dad Advisor on real estate, on stocks, paper assets, taxes, legal, sales, and social capitalism. And every one of them is a teacher to us. Everyone is a mentor to us. Everyone is an advisor to us. And as I said earlier, they are real teachers because they are doing what they're teaching and what they're practicing every single day of the year. So I would say, to the point about advisors, choose your advisors carefully. Choose them carefully, because a lot of people want to be your advisor, but what are their main intentions? And every one of our advisors, even though they have a mega real estate company like Ken McElroy, a very successful stock education program like Andy Tanner, every one of them, their main purpose for being a Rich Dad Advisor is because they want to teach. They want to give back. I have so many people that, you know, their main intention to be an advisor was to make more money, was to get a little more famous. So look for the intention behind it. And to us, it's very important that the people that advise us want to give and want to teach others what they do.
What do you think about the state of this country? I mean, obviously, I'm not trying to get you to go with any kind of...
Okay, started, Tom. Go ahead. Go.
It's just, it's a mess. I don't care what side of the table you're on. Mm-hmm. It's a mess out there, and we cannot rely on them. You've got to take your destiny into your own hands, right?
Absolutely. That's why, you know, even the assets that we invest in, entrepreneurship, real estate, even our gold and silver, we take physical possession of. We want control. And I think today, with what's going on with COVID and the governments and all this crazy, nothing makes sense anymore. You can't even plan for the future because you don't know what's coming down the road tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing you can do is take control of your own personal economy. I can't control the U.S. economy. I can't control the world economy. I can control my own personal economy. And I know that's your message too, Tom.
Yeah.
You gotta do what you can control. It's another reason why I love entrepreneurship. And as I mentioned earlier in network marketing, you're taking control of your personal financial life. Hopefully this whole craziness is waking people up to that. Because I think it is. I think people are starting to wake up and go, oh, my God, what have I done with my life? I've put all my control in other people's hands. I need to start looking at something different.
Yeah. Yeah. And what are some of the things that you see as, you know, with every crisis brings about new opportunities, right? We were talking before the show, like, the world's never going to go back to the way it was before. And so, like, we just need to move on from that. But that always brings about new opportunities. What are some of the new frontiers or the new opportunities that you see out there in the world for entrepreneurs to begin thinking about and maybe finding ways to tap into?
Yeah, and it goes a little bit back to trends, but even bigger than that. So, for example, you've got worldwide, and Tom, you touched on it earlier, the commercial real estate. All these office buildings are empty all over the world. If somebody can crack that code and figure out how to repurpose those properties, there's a gold mine there. Another example, I was just talking to a friend of mine, and he's doing, it's called carbon credits. I won't go into it. It's carbon credits. But with this whole green movement, whether you agree with it, disagree with it, he's found opportunities on how to developed these things called carbon credits, which all these companies are going to be needing. So he's figured out a way in the green movement how to capitalize on that, because we're capitalists. It's what we do.
Yeah.
And I mentioned the school system. You know, if you can deliver education a better way, such as like Khan Academy is online, they're doing it differently. If you can deliver education in a new way, I think there's a ton of opportunity out there. You just have to really change that mindset of this is the way it was and this is the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because as we know, those days are gone. But I see a lot of opportunity with Zoom calls. Oh my gosh, it's so easy. You know, Tom. Hey, don't have to get on a plane and travel all day and check into a hotel and to do somewhere. We just show up at our home and here we are, and we reach more people. We're more effective.
And now it's feeling like home. I mean, it used to be like both of us scared of the camera.
Yeah.
I'd rather do with that banker. We had a meeting with a banker this morning. And he said, can we just do Zoom instead of come to my office? I was so happy. I'm more comfortable there.
Yeah.
You know, there's two, I just want to share, there's two principles that we founded our companies on. And they come from a gentleman named Arbuck Minster Fuller, who was a futurist, you know.
Bucky,
yes, he created the geodesic dome. He's a philosopher, basically dedicated his life to the betterment of humanity. And he set out to discover what he called generalized principles, which are principles that are true in all cases. Like if I take this pen and drop it, gravity is going to take it down. So two of the principles that we followed, and this goes to the Zoom calls, is the more people we serve, the more effective we become. So doing a Zoom interview like this, we can reach more people than going on stage to an arena somewhere and reaching only the people in the arena.
Right.
So the more people we serve, the more effective we become. The other principle that we operated, that we operate from, it's a strange word. It's called angular redundancy. But basically, it's we don't need another gas-powered car. We have enough of those. It's redundant. So what is it that you have a skill for? And when you talk about how to get started as an entrepreneur, what is it that the world needs that's not being done that you can deliver? If you can figure that out, and we call it angular redundancy. So what is it? So for us, again, the problem we saw, there was no financial education. Nobody was delivering financial education. So we took it upon ourselves and said, we can do this. So those are two of the key principles that we've lived our life on. And, Bucky's a good guy.
What an amazing foundation. Mark Victor Hansen was another one of Bucky's proteges. I mean, he spotted him when he was a little kid. I mean, it's so cool how, you know, to have one guy create such a footprint on the earth and have you out there talking about him, Mark talking about him, and so many rock star people. It's just, it's beautiful to see.
Yeah.
And it was because they were as big a thinker as they were doers, and bigger doers as they were thinkers. Because you can think all day long.
Yeah.
Upstairs, I got a bunch of homeless people living up there that are thinking all day long and never leaving anything and just talking about it. And you got to get out there and do it once you've figured it out. Right, Kim?
Oh, you got it. You got to. I mean, Tom, that you're so right. Because even in our world, you know, a lot of people will attend a seminar or they'll attend an online seminar or they'll read a book and they get excited, but they don't take that first step. They don't take that action. But the ones that do, oh my goodness, they will take off and they will run with it. And the be, do, have.
Yeah.
People want to have, so they do. But really the real thing for me is if the doing is a way to change your being, is a way to grow. You can't grow if you don't do anything. You don't develop personally without doing something, because the doing is what pushes you, and the doing has to stretch you a little bit, and the doing has to scare you a little bit and make you a little uncomfortable, because when you go through that, that's where real change and transformation happens. That's exciting.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I was wondering the same thing, and Denise Chenault just threw this in there. So I'm curious. I haven't seen your thoughts on crypto and specifically on NFTs. Are you guys paying attention to that space? What do you think what do you think of that whole movement we're seeing in the world?
Well, full disclosure, we have crypto, not a lot, but we have it, because one of the ways that we learn best is when we want to learn about it, we go buy something. We buy some crypto, and that forces us to learn. And you know, the knowledge goes up, the risk comes down a little bit. So I don't know enough about it. I have spoken. I spoke to one of the smartest guys, I think, in the crypto world, and I say that because he got in at Bitcoin when it was like a dollar, and he got into Ethereum when it was a dollar, and he was one of the early investors in Facebook and other social media. And I asked him, I said, okay, tell me about the future of crypto. And he said, Kim, if anybody tells you that crypto is going here or crypto is going here, run like hell, because we don't know.
I love that. And I think the humility, the intellectual humility that you just showed in saying, you know, like, we're there, clearly something's going on here. We bought a little bit because that's how we learn. We're talking to smart people, and I don't know too much more. You know, nobody knows too much more, and so I can't say a whole lot more than that. I think that's a great framework for any of us that are out here listening or watching to go, okay, cool. Like, you know, you don't have to know everything about everything to be a financial guru or an expert in anything else, but be curious and stay curious and, you know, dip a toe in the water and see what happens. So we're going to take one last break here, and we can pick that up just a little bit more after the break. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show on Genesis Communication Network.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, we are back. This is the final segment on the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. We are having an amazing conversation with Kim Kiyosaki, and we were talking before the break about cryptocurrency and non-fungible tokens and all this crazy stuff out there in the world. And there's so much changing, and you got to pay attention and you got to stay curious and stay plugged in and also keep your wits about you, right?
You do. And one thing I found, and it's hard to do sometimes, to see both sides of the argument. So when I went to my friend about crypto, he has a lot of crypto. So I expected him to be very excited about it and kind of very biased. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't, because he's very practical and he's looking at both sides. So most of the people I talk to in crypto, if they're very bullish on it, is because they have a lot of it.
There you go.
Yeah, right. So there's always biases. So I always want to look at the bias. I want to look at, we talk about three sides of the coin. There's heads, there's tails, and there's on the edge.
There
you always want to be on the edge looking at both sides. It's not always easy. And I'll tell you where it's most difficult. Oh my goodness. When I look at, we've actually been studying Marx and the Communist Manifesto because we're trying to understand the thinking. It's very difficult. I get very agitated because it's so against what I believe and my values, but I do my best to stay neutral just to see if I can understand where the other side is coming from.
Yeah.
But if you can do that, and I try to do that in my investments, I try to do that in business as well. Not always easy, but sometimes the bias has gotten me in a lot of trouble because I get very, very passionate about something and I get blinded to the critiques and criticisms, and that's where I make the mistakes. So sometimes I got to reel in the passion just for a little bit.
So your book, Rich Woman, is a bestseller. It's an amazing book, everybody. You need to have it. And I tried to find it at the house, and Denise has it literally hidden from me. It's so much an important part of her life. She stashed it. I was going to bring it down here and pour coffee.
Thank you.
We love you. Denise loves you. You got a question for her about legacy.
Yeah. So we recently changed the name of the show to the Legacy Leadership Show. And what I love about this concept of legacy is it's not about that any of us are going anywhere. It's about what's the lasting impact that we want to create that extends beyond ourselves. And so, Kim, I just want to ask you, what about the work that you're creating in the world today? What is the lasting impact? What's the legacy that you want that to leave?
Oh, thank you, Adrian. The project I mentioned with the cash flow game, because that's where we started with Rich Dad. If we can just bring more and more financial education to every segment of this planet, more and more people get educated. That's it for me. I'll tell you one quick story. We were with Spencer Johnson in Hawaii years ago. And we were at a restaurant with him, and the waiter came up and said, "Oh, Robert Kiyosaki, oh my gosh, I have your book in my car. Would it be okay if I brought it and you could sign it?" And I was like, "Of course you can do that." So he comes over and he goes, "Can I take a picture?" And I was like, "Of course you can do that." And Spencer looks at us and he goes, "I've watched you two, and I've watched you walk down the street and people come up to you and you take time and you talk to them. And I don't do that. And how come you do that?" And I looked at him and I said, "Spencer." And I look at my watch and I'm like, wasn't that long ago? We had nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And thank God for these people to come and say thank you or say hello. And they're always like, do you mind? I'm like, never, I never mind. Because that's what feeds my soul, is that these people have taken this information and they're putting it into practice. I don't care how many books we sell. I care about how many people actually take the information and use it. And as you said, Tom, do something with it. Yeah. So more people out there that are doing something based on this information, the happier I will be.
Well, we are going to build an army to follow you and help you execute that plan, young lady. We just love her. And
I love you too.
Yeah, it's that simple. And we're so happy to have you aboard. And anytime you want to come back or any of your advisors, just let us know.
That'd be great. That would be fun. Yes. And you give Denise my love, and I'll send you your own book, Tom.
Oh, thank God. All right. We love you, Kim, and have a great, great day.
No, we got 2 minutes.
Oh, we got 2 minutes?
Yeah,
Oh, you're not going anywhere. He sent me a bad note.
Yeah. I said, sorry, I screwed him up. So we got 2 minutes left, but very good radio hosting. I just had a typo.
Okay, good.
So, Kim, the last piece on that, you know, I love that sort of full circle component with the game. And what do you see as what are you hearing from people as you stood up this platform? You told me, you know, you're still pre-launch and you have thousands of people who have jumped on it. Why are they so excited about this community that you're creating?
I think it goes back to what we said earlier. People feel out of control and they really want to figure out money. I mean, we all use it. It's a daily skill, but nobody's taught us anything about it. And I think people are finding out also they've been duped quite a bit by business, by government, and they're fed up and they want to take control into their own hands. I think that's why entrepreneurship's going to explode. I think that's why network marketing is doing so well now. And I think people just really are craving the knowledge, and they are hopefully going to take it and put it into action.
That is such a huge thing.
And one last thing I want to say, too, is people are givers. I think people are very generous in general. And the game allows people to teach one another. It allows people to be teachers and to educate others and educate other friends and family and children and all of that. So I think it also fills a need for people to contribute. I think people want to be of contribution.
All right. Well, we love you. We'll see you next time. Kim Kiyosaki, the best Kiyosaki. I love you. See you later.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.